But when we would take time, say, well, I know I worked today, I know I had this, but we're going to set aside. And we've done this, what? We've been doing this 3 times a day. And we just about to get where we can pray. We just about to learn a little bit about prayer. And thank God it's working. Thank God it's working. So, Paul is saying here in Ephesians, my heart is always full of overflowing, full and overflowing with thanks to God. For you are you, as I constantly remember you in my prayers. And you notice Paul did a lot of praying because he said, I thank my God that I pray in tongues more than what? You all remember that? Now, the man had to do a lot of praying to pray in tongues more than the whole church. He said, I thank my God I pray in tongues more than you all. He didn't say one of you, all of you. And this is what Paul prayed. This is what the Spirit of God wants every one of us to get a revelation of. And I don't know, I've done this for myself. I've done this for other people, my cousin and people that don't even believe nothing. I did it. I don't know if I stayed with it long enough, but I sure did it, y'all. I know I got some cousins, friends, they don't believe anything. But watch this. I pray that the Father of glory, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, would impart to you the riches of the Spirit of wisdom. What? The riches of the Spirit of wisdom. Wisdom is a must. Proverbs says, don't leave home without it. Don't you even dare try to live life without wisdom. And this is what he prayed. And I believe, like I said, it's okay we talk about these things. Amen. Because when you get the wisdom of God, you notice what it says? I pray that the Father of glory, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, would impart to you the riches of the Spirit of wisdom. See, the Spirit of wisdom can help you to deal wisely in the affairs of life. If young people would get this from the cradle as they grow up and go to kindergarten, then to first grade and then on. If they would get this and walk this, it'll save a lot of problem they would have trying to date and all this. They would have the riches of the wisdom of God. There'd be a lot of relationship they would never get in. Amen. It wouldn't get, and all the kind of hurt, a lot of drug addiction and a lot of sex activity, they'll never get involved in. If they get the riches of the wisdom of God. And we who start out, like I started out many years ago, Corey and I got married. And I had little wisdom. I was a hard worker and never had no problem getting me work. But there are some things the wisdom of God could have helped me in. During those young years, early days in marriage and life, he could have helped me. But I didn't even know he existed. That's sad, isn't it? But I didn't. I didn't have a clue. I didn't even know that verse was in the Bible. And would impart to you the riches of the Spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation. To know him through your what? Deepening intimacy with him. When, this is what the Lord said to me one time, I was reading that verse. He said, Jimmy, when you get the revelation knowledge of a thing in your heart, he said, you know what I know about that. I said, wow. And he said, it'll work for you too once you know it, just like it worked for me. I said it, it worked. You said it, it'll work. We'll probably come back there the next time, but let's go to the next one. This is where we'll seek him to close. Go to the next verse. I pray that the light of God will, the light of God will do what? Illuminate the eyes of your imagination, flooding you with light. I pray that the light of God will illuminate the eyes of your heart. That's the imagination, it's the eyes of your heart. That's what he's talking about. Talking about illumination, your illumination, flooding you with what?
Light.
All right, watch this. Until you do what? Until you experience the full revelation of the hope of his calling. So we got some insight, but he wants you to have the full revelation of the hope of his calling. He didn't call you to suffer, people. Now you're going to suffer persecution. You're going to suffer because we have an enemy here, but he didn't call you to suffer lack. Bad, get in a marriage and just have bad, just all kind of drama going on. He didn't call for that. He didn't call for you to start out in life and didn't have no home to live in, don't have any clothes or wear, none of that stuff. He didn't call you to be into his kingdom that you wouldn't, I don't know if a good word, madly in love with him, deeply, I guess there's a better word, deeply in love with him where you worship him. You adore him. And he called you so you could delight yourself in him. So you could be fully satisfied with him, not having all the other things, knowing that the other things are given to you to enjoy, but he is your praise. He's your worship. He is who you adore. He is first in your life. He come before anything, anybody. God, you are mine. Then all the other things that he give you, that'll make your wife better, that'll make your husband better, that'll make your job better, that'll make your children better. It makes everything better because you got it in the right order. So the revelation of hope of his calling, that is the wealth of God's what? Glorious inheritance that he finds in us, his Holy One. Let's talk about this a minute. It's a close. I read that scripture for years, and I thought that I inherit him. I got his inheritance. Uh-uh, that ain't what he's saying. He inherit me. He inherit you. We are his inheritance. You ever having the people's to relative to pass on, to leave you inherit? That was your inheritance. Because he just recently spoke to me about this. You are the one in charge how that inheritance be used, right? Once you inherit something, you inherit some land, you inherit some finance or money or property or vehicles or so forth they left, you're in charge of how that inherited you, that what you inherit, how it be used, right? We're his inheritance. I don't choose how my life, how I'm gonna live.